Welcome to KJV Cafe. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen. Each episode of the cafe is dedicated to studying the Bible verse by verse from Genesis through Revelation. Your host here at the cafe is Bible teacher Clark Covington. Looks like the coffee is hot and ready, so let's get started.
Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the cafe. Pastor Clark Covington here with another episode of KJV Cafe. It is so good to be here. Just so excited to get into God's Word. If you're new here, we have a daily podcast, and you can subscribe to that on your favorite podcast app. We also have a weekly podcast on Fridays and Saturdays called Weekend Edition. And occasionally we'll have videos on our YouTube channel and our Facebook. And you just look up KJV Cafe as well. So thank you so much for being here. And we are just going right back into Genesis 12. And we see here in Genesis 12, Abram is called out of the land, right? And we see Genesis 12, and I'll just read, say, the first three verses, because that's really what we're focusing on here to begin with. Genesis 12, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Okay, very, very familiar scripture, very popular scripture. And the reason why we're putting all nine verses in the title and so forth is because we see what he did, that God didn't call him to do this. And then he said, no, God, but God called him to do this. And he said, yes, God, even though he didn't know. And that's really what we spent some time talking about last episode, is he didn't know what God was up to. All right. So he's 75 years old. He's not young. Okay. He doesn't know what God's going to do. He doesn't know where he's going. He's already been on a big journey, okay, a 100-plus-day journey, presumably, from Ur of the Chaldees, which is like Babylon, Iraq, near Persian Gulf, all the way north up to Haran, which is southern Turkey, and now God's calling him to separate from his dad, Terah, and the other family, and to go himself, him and his wife and Lot and so forth, out there to a foreign land, a promised land. And he's being promised these great promises by God. And what we'll do is we'll take a break, and then I'm going to ask you if you've ever been called by God to do something that you didn't know how it would result, what would happen. So stay tuned.
You're listening to KJV Cafe. We encourage you to look us up on your favorite podcast app and subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Now let's get back to some more in-depth Bible study.
Amen. We're back. So have you ever been called by God to do something scary, something difficult? Have you ever, you know, prayed and the Lord had put on your heart something that just seemed like it would be a big challenge to do? You know, that's a scary thing, right? It's scary at any age. But even more so, probably if you're older. You know, I don't know about you, but when I was young, I was willing to do anything and everything that, you know, go ahead and dare me kind of thing. You know, what do you want me to do? You know, you want me to, jump off this really high diving board? Glad to. You know, you want me to go play football and people running around like crazy, you know, and, you know, spearing each other? Oh, I'd love to, you know, get a lacrosse stick and hit people with it. Great, you know. I mean, whatever it was, you're young, you just, you know, you're wild, you're free. Not everybody. Some kids are reserved, but a lot of kids, they lack that inhibition. And you get older and you see a lot. Amen. This is why the parent tells the child to hold their hand in the parking lot. The child is just has that young inhibition, like nothing can hurt me, right? They're just running around having fun. And the parent's like, oh yeah, that car could hurt you. That shopping cart could hurt you. That person could hurt you. You know, you're going to hold my hand, right? And so as we get older, we get set in our ways. We've seen things. Amen. And Abraham here at the age of 75, it's unbelievable. At that age, he is called. It says here, look, in verse 4 of Genesis 12, the very next verse here. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. So just in case there was any like doubt, he was older. And so he is older and he is, going somewhere where he doesn't know that God's calling him to go there. And that is a scary thing. And God, and I think God rewarded him with great promises, you know, to help him understand that it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be easy, but it would be worth it. Amen. Because we see in the first three verses, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto land that I will show thee. And then what does it say? I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Can you imagine God saying that to you? I mean, it's like, all right, where do I sign up? Amen. That sounds great. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. Well, that sounds excellent. Sounds like he's on my side. Amen. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And this is a truth. Amen. And you may wonder, I can give you a direct line to that verse right there. All families shall be blessed in him, okay? From the line of Shem, right? From Noah, we have Abraham. And from Abraham, many, you know, 40-some generations later, we have Jesus. And from Jesus, we have salvation for everyone that would believe. So all families are blessed because all are eligible to be saved, to get into God's heaven, to have eternal life, to have peace with God by what started here with Abram, who becomes Abraham. And it's not long. Amen. Abraham, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but Abraham and Sarah, they don't have any children. They try their own ways. It doesn't work out. They have Ishmael, bad situation, so on and so forth. But God will still bless Ishmael, still bless Hagar, on in this. And then what happens? They have the promised child, right? They have Isaac, right? And then Isaac has Jacob, Esau and Jacob, right? But Jacob has who? The 12 tribes of Israel. So Jacob is to Abraham what? His grandson, right? Abraham has Isaac. Isaac has Jacob. Jacob has the 12 tribes. You know, we ascribe the Israelites to the 12 tribes, right? They're literally given their inheritance in the promised land based on their tribe. You know, in heaven, what are the disciples going to do? They're going to rule over the 12 tribes of Israel. There's these 12 gates. I mean, this is who the Israelites are, and it's easily related back here to Abram. And so who will become Abraham? I don't know which one to say. I go back and forth. So forgive me if I'm trying to be accurate in the text. At the same time, I'm thinking of the future Abraham and all that. But we see that he's given these great promises. And we're told that God's going to show him where to go. It's only a land that I will show you. And so what is that called? You know, that's called walking by faith. And so we see here two biblical principles, one being obedience, right? And the other being walking by faith. And those two go hand in hand, right? Because if you're walking by faith and not by sight, amen, then you can't see the promise, right? Abram would look around in Haran and be probably very comfortable. He had all his family there, all his traditions there, all the people were there. Now, God, I'm sure, spurred up some level of uncomfortability within him. You know, he was obviously prepared. God prepared him to go. God probably gave him that journey, now that I think about it, from Ur of the Chaldees to Haran as a way of showing him, you can do this. So you just did, you know, this 100 plus day journey one way. You can do another 100 plus day journey another way. Now, I don't know if God gave him specifics, but as he kind of calculated where he may be going, and as he kind of came to an understanding that it was Canaan land, Shechem in particular, then he realized, hey, I can do this. I just did this, right? So God delivered him once. He's going to deliver him again. And yet he's got to be obedient and walk by faith because he can't see the end. He only has to what? Trust God. Amen. And that's what we're going to get to. I mean, really, I've got so many notes here and I'm trying to calculate it, but let's talk about trusting God for a minute. This can be a very challenging subject. I mean, can you imagine God calling you to do something really hard? You know, maybe you're at a church and God's calling you to go somewhere else. And I know the pastor would be like, no, don't say that. Don't say that. You know, we have a few people in here, right? What if God is? I mean, what if you love your parents and God's calling you away from them? You know, it's not that far-fetched. What if God's calling you to leave a job that you really enjoy doing and it provides security? God called Abraham to do something very hard. You know, he said, hey, you go and leave your family. And people debate whether Terah, his father, was alive or not. But the scriptures show us, I believe, that he was alive. That Terah was born. He had Abram 70 years later. And 75 years after that, Abraham left Haran And Terah died at 205 years. So there was plenty of time, you know, before Terah died that Abraham left. And some people think that Terah died spiritually because he was involved in this idolatry. Others think that literally Abraham waited till he died, but that wouldn't line up with scripture. And then there is this passage in the New Testament in Acts 7 that mentions that he was, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein you now dwell, because he had no inheritance in the old land. So when his father died, his inheritance died in the old land in Haran. But all of it leads to Terah, his dad, being alive, him being with his family, caring for his dad, and just saying, I'm going to leave. And in the culture that we live in today, some cultures, that would be heretical. That would be crazy to do. I think of the Asian culture. The Asian culture, the parents sacrifice for their children with everything they have, like everything, right? There are stories of parents, and I know this happens in other cultures, but I'm just thinking of the Asian culture now, where like they won't eat, they'll sacrifice eating food and everything to give their children education. And the idea is when those children are older, they're going to care for the parents. Like that is quid pro quo. That will happen. That is what's been happening. That will happen. It would be heresy not to do that. And I'm not saying it's exactly what happened with Abraham, but he was called out. Amen. He was called out and he left his parents. He left his culture because he trusted God. And what that's called is obedience. That's walking by faith. Amen. A New Testament reference, Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You know, God is looking for people that will walk by faith, that will put their hand to the plow, that will not make excuses. Abram or Abraham, however you want to say it, he had many excuses that he could have made, but he didn't. Luke 9:57-62, leading up to this. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You notice home, house, father, right? You see the same theme here. Thematically, you have these ties that bind, right? And God is calling those that would live for him to make him preeminent. That's the Bible word. That's the theological word there. Preeminent in their lives. God's saying, don't you worry about your parents. Don't you worry about your relatives. You worry about me and what I'm calling you to do. And I will give you a direction. And I will bless you for following that direction. Is that not what he says to Abram? And I know many people say, hey, Old Testament, earthly blessings, New Testament, heavenly blessings. I get that. But look, God doesn't change. The God that Abraham speaking to then is the God that we pray to today. And if you want to get specific, I believe Jesus Christ in particular, amen, the second part of the three-in-one Godhead. And so we pray to God, and God gives us a vision. He gives us a calling. He gives us a conviction, and we have a choice. God's not going to force our hand. We have a choice. Blessings from him, amen, here on earth and in heaven, Christ says, or the world. And that's where you already have your reward. That's where you lose that fellowship with God. You lose that closeness with God. I'll go as far as to say you lose discernment over God's word. You grieve the Holy Spirit. How can the Holy Spirit help you with discernment of God's word if you've grieved the Holy Spirit to the point of no end? You know, if you've sinned willingly, you know, repent and turn to God because he has a great plan for you. Amen. That could kind of sum it up there as we run short on time here today. But Abram didn't. He didn't turn back. He didn't make excuse. He went and walked with God. You have the verses about what God asked him to do, and then you have the verses about him getting ready and going. Amen. And that's how we should be. We should be obedient unto God, and he will bless us. Tune in next time as we get deeper into this chapter. Thank you for listening. Take care. God bless, and amen.
Thanks for spending time with us today at the cafe. We would love to hear from you. You can email Brother Clark directly at clark@enduringpromise.org. See you again tomorrow same time, same place.